From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado wrapped up 2015 with solid job growth and a historically low unemployment rate. Alexandra Hall is the chief economist with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. She says overall, the 2015 economy grew at an impressive pace.
We ended the year with an addition of 56,600 jobs. That shows an over-the-year growth rate of 2.3%. I think that's going to be revised up to be right around 3.0% when we release the benchmark numbers in March.
Employers added 10,700 jobs in December, and the state's unemployment rate declined to 3.5%. Tourism, manufacturing, and construction saw the largest job gains, while mining was the only sector that lost jobs in December. An avalanche killed a snowmobiler near Wolf Creek Pass earlier this week. As KRCC's Tucker Hampson reports, recent snows mean increased danger.
This is the 15th avalanche fatality this winter across the U.S. and the second in Colorado. Ethan Green directs the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. He says the number of avalanche deaths this winter is on par with previous years, but adds recent weather is cause for caution.
We've had some pretty big snowstorms. That's a good setup for avalanches. It's also a good setup for recreation, which means that people want to get out there and enjoy these conditions. And unfortunately, in some circumstances, that turns into a tragic result.
Green says while it's important to have proper gear, the best defense is training and knowing the avalanche forecast. Danger levels are currently at a 3 out of 5 on the center's scale. For KRCC News, I'm Tucker Hampson.
And for KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.